This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishnah Yemi. We are in Kalim, Perek Chaf. We'll be doing today Chaf. Start the Chazan ones from Shabbos, which were, I think, Gimel and Daled. Okay, so Chaf Gimel is where we're beginning. Today we're going to new Mishnah, is Hein Vav. So Chag through Chav. Yeah. Four Mishnahs, okay? Gimel Daled. Let's go back to Gimel. All right, let's go. So we have makel. We have a stick, sha'aso beis yahad lekardum, that you used a stick as a handle for your axe, and you put it in a way that's very temporary. You can use it temporarily and then get rid of it. Now, axe handle really is a pshuti kli, it's not be mekabel tumah. But now that's attached to the axe, it's a yad, and therefore it is mekabel tumah. So what's the halacha? Chibra l'toma b'shas milacha. They're considered attached while you're doing malacha. Okay, Mr. T? While you are doing milacha, they are considered attached. After that, not, because they're very not permanent, not a permanent kvias. Sister Abundant, maybe. All right. Deuster. What is the deuster? Deuster, Dio is two. Remember him from yesterday? Star, sides, two sides. All right, so you have over here this wooden vertical beam that you stuck through it, horizontal metal beams. And somehow it helps you in the spinning of your wool. Beats me how this is used. They don't really explain. I don't know. Somehow helps in spinning. You turn it somehow, I guess. Oh, you know. Okay. Chibur l'toma. These wooden sticks are sort of attached to the metal sticks during the time of malacha, but otherwise not. Why? Same idea we said before. It's a yad. Why not b'shas malacha? Because they used to just... It was also very temporary. Yeah, not kavuim. Okay? It's only temporary. Kavai biklainis. If you are kaveya, you're deuster with a klainis. You put it into a large wooden beam that was stuck into the ground. Okay. Fine. Tomei! Now, if the whole entire geostar becomes Tomei, even not b'shas malach, because this is now showing that you want it to be more permanent. Even though this cleanse is mechubar lekarka, why don't we say anything mechubar lekarka is not mekabel tumah? So over here, that's only if it was mechubar lekarka from the time it was made, or it somehow serves the ground. I'm not exactly sure what you mean by that. Otherwise not. Ve'inu chibur lai. The kleinus is not considered a yad, and it's not considered attached, because it's not helping its usage. Therefore, if the tumah touched the kleinus, the tumah would not be transmitted to the kli. Well, actually, they say over here that the kleinus is not mekabel tumah at all. It's not a kli. So, pshuta kli. All right. Also, by deuster, and you made the kleinus itself into a deuster. Ain't tamei elat sarkoi. The only thing that's tamei is the part that's needed. The part of the kleinus that's needed. It's very long. It's longer than necessary. All right. With below and above is not.
Which is very peculiar. Above and below it is not, but in the middle it is.
That's right. Weiter. Kisei shekavayu b'kleinis tamei v'inachir b'lei. You took a chair and you attached it to your kleinis. So it's tamei. it still has Tumas Medrash. It's not considered attached. Okay, so what did you do? You took your chair, you attached it to your kleinus with some good nails. Okay. Again, what did you do? You attached your chair to your kleinus. It's not considered part of the kleinus. But it's not a chibur. Why? Because the kleinus is not helping the function of the kisei. Okay, fine. Also, by kisei, you made a kisei out of the kleinus. Ain tami ela mekayme. That part of the kleinus that you're sitting on is mekabel medrash, but the rest is not. It's not helping. It's not functioning as part of it. Kavoy bekaydes beisabata mevin chibur loyim. If you're kovei the kisei, to the heavy olive press beam, tamei, it's still tumas medrash. It's not considered a mechubar. Fine. Same thing we said before. Also, Bereisha Kisa, you made a Kisa out of the olive press beam. Ta'ar Menesha Imlai, I'm even asking Machsenim. It's Ta'ar because they say get up and we need to do our work. We have a big cloud by Medrus. The only time is Medrus if you're not impeding the main function of a kli. Here you're impeding the function of the kli. You can't squeeze your olives if the guy's sitting on it. They tell him get up so we can squeeze our olives. There's no Tumas Medrash. All right, later. Mishnah Dalet. Reve Gedoyla Shenifchasa Milakabarimayne Milarge Bowl. They got a hole and now pomegranates. This was made out of wood. And now pomegranates go out. You mean large, you mean more than 9 kav. As we explained before, that there's no medrash, even after it gets a crack, because it's too big and you don't use it for sitting or lying down. Even after it's got the crack, you still use it for food. If there's a very large hole, the pomegranates go out, it's not a kli. It loses its tumei status. So does that mean now it would have medrash? Because now it's totally unfunctional as a holding food? So the Mishnah says, eskina li shiva. In your mind, you dedicated for yeshiva. You didn't do anything. Maisa, but you dedicated in your mind. Kiva matame. That's enough. Call a kelim yardin l'day tum of machshava. Kelim received tum with machshava.
In my book, they use the word designated, so it's not just thinking.
Yeah, designate in your mind. Chav min tairan ad sheyak tzaya. If do a maisa. You smooth out the wood to make it nice and comfortable. Aye, what happened to the cloth? Kol akein b'yardin tei tumasim b'machshava. That, they say, it's not considered gemar malacha. Some say, yeah, here it's different because it already had a different function. Okay. Also, evos labehema. If you took that reva, they got a hole, and you said, I'm going to use it now as an animal trough. Okay. Avbishakava bakoisel, you attach it to the wall. We don't say kol mechor b'lekarka, karka dami. Why? Rather, tmeya. Why don't you say it? For the klal we said before, because it was a functional kli before. It's only a kli that was kavu mekarka from the beginning. Or it was there to serve the karka. But in our case, we don't say that. Weiter. Mishnah Hay. Koifis. Wood, thick, wide. Made out of palm wood.
Looks like you fashioned it into a seat.
Shekov, that you fashioned into a seat, yeah. Piece of wood you fashioned into a seat. Shekov benidvach, you put it into a row of bricks. Nidvach is like a row of bricks that forms a wall. Those stones, okay. And you affixed your seat onto this row of bricks. Why would you do that? I have no idea. Kavoy v'loy bana alav, you stuck it in, but you did not build on top of it. Or bana alav, you built on top of it. It's really kavoy, but it's not stuck in. It's removable. Tame, the tumah remains. Kavoy u'bana alav, you stuck it in, and you built on top, and it's not removable. Tahar. Why? So, first case, you stuck it in, but you didn't build on top. Second case, you built on top, and you stuck it in. Fine. Tome. It's not built to the kaisel, remains Kabbalah's tomo. First case, you did not build on top, you still can use it. Second case, you built on top of it, but it's removable. Why mechub lekarka? It's from the mission we said before. That kol mechub lekarka karka dummy does not apply if it was a kli before. Now, how are you going to sit on it in the case where you build on top? So that we have to remind ourselves, halach of azav sits on something, even if it's not directly touching the mishkav amayshav, it's a metame medrus. Even if there's layers in between. Okay. Mappets, similar if a mat. Shinosno al gabe hakiris. You put it on top of your house. It's going to serve as your roof. Mappets has tumas medrus. In times of the Mishnah, you sometimes take a mat. You attach it to beams. And on top of that, you layer your maziva, like your plaster. Sometimes, afterwards, you remove the mat. Sometimes you leave it there for its beauty. So does it still have medrus or not? So, let's see. Kavoy, you stuck it in with the maziv, you didn't put the maziv on. So you can still use it. No, as long as you put the maziv up for the kavoy, it's not stuck in. Tomei. Kavoy, if you stuck it in, but as long as the maziv, and you put the maziv on, tar. Not medrus, not functional anymore. Similar to the ask over here, why did the Mishnah have to repeat this? Seems pretty straightforward. Okay, next case. Kara, a plate, a beshida, cover beshida teva migdal. You stuck into a chest, a box. Different types of chests. Kedera kabbalah satame. You stuck it in a way that it still can be makabal. The opening side is stuck upward. It's facing upward. Kabbal tama. You could still use it as a plate. And the shida is not mekabel tuma yet. So many cases where it holds 40 saw. It's kli above midos. It's not mekabel tuma. Shaloi keter kabalos. It turned upside down. Tahira. Can't use it anymore. It's not mekabel tuma. Okay. Simple enough. Not that it's attached. Not that it's considered bottle to the shida. No one says that. I say nobody, but that's not what they say. Fine. Let's go one more. Vav. Sadin, you have a sheet. Shu Tomei Medrus. It's Roy for Thomas Medrus. Because you lie on it. Bedspreads. Interesting. Bedspreads of Thomas Medrus, I guess. Okay. You take the sadin. Also a vilon. You decide to use it as a curtain for your Pesach. or a sail for a boat. It's no longer a medrus. Tarmin a medrus. Avo tome tome mace. It's some regular kli, it's tomas mace. It says at this point, you're not using it for lying or sitting anymore. Using it now as a curtain is no tomas medrus. However, you have to do a mace, as we'll see soon. Machshava would not be enough. If this thing already had tomas medrus, meaning it already, Azav already sat on it or something like that, all, then you make it no longer fit for sitting on, Allah would have, you would have maga medrus. It touched itself. Fascinating Allah. Okay. But it's still tomas medrus, because it's used as a beged. Why is it used as a beged? Sometimes a shomer who's standing by the doorway, or the sailor in the boat, will cover themselves in the curtain, wrap themselves in the, my kids do that, they wrap themselves in the curtains. That's why the curtains fall down sometimes, unfortunately. But yeah, that was something that was done. The Gemara Bay talks about this. Talk about shot in this. Don't sit on a lion, it's not medrash, but it's tumas mace. So, meimasai tirase. What do you have to do? Shamayim mishayi taver. You need to break it. What do you mean break it? You have to cut it. And for the size of the doorway. Kosher. You tie your V-line to the hooks. You tie to the V-line hooks. Okay. Michelle says you don't have to actually cut it. Tying the hooks is enough. Rabbi Kiva, I'm a third sheet that Mishi Kaveya. Once you put it in the doorway. Which includes putting the hooks on. But you don't have to cut it. So he's in between Mishan and Bezalel. He doesn't need a Bishama, you don't have to cut it. But not enough tying. You have to actually hang it. Okay, Rabbi Isai, that's all for today. Tomorrow looks like it's going to give us a run for our money. Boy, this is looking like it's going to be a day tomorrow. Get yourself a good cup of coffee tomorrow. All right.
What time is class?
Tomorrow?
Today.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.